tata wee wiki 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 tata
Aloha, you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Welcome to Hawaiian Nights. My name is Tanya Tamitina, Tiny Dancer, hyphen Odebra.
Aloha, and my name is Diane Destiny Odebra.
We're the Odebra twins, and we're ready to take you on a Hawaiian pleasure cruise. So get ready for our special guest, Mr. Victor Varnado. Hey, Victor.
Hey, guys. I'm sorry I'm not one of your twins.
You can be today.
We'll Great. Be the Odebra this, that's twiplets. Perfect.
In Hawaii, you're our twin.
Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy.
Everyone's twins in Hawaii.
Uh-huh. It's part of the Hawaiian tradition.
That's pretty racist.
Huh? I don't see
Are you saying all Hawaiians look alike? Is that what you're saying? Is that what you guys are saying? You're saying all Hawaiians look alike?
No.
I just said we're twins.
No.
Are you racist against twins who don't look alike?
Yes, because I'm racist against everybody, and they are included in that large group of everybody.
Fair enough. Yeah. Did you bring us a present?
I did.
Yay.
Yay. I brought you guys.
It is Hawaiian tradition, just so our listeners know, for your guests to bring you a present and or dessert.
Well, it is both. It is a present and it is a dessert. It is coconut rum.
Yay!
Yay!
Thanks, Victor. Yeah. That'll make a really nice Hawaiian drink.
What happened? Oh, there we go. That sounds better. Whatever just happened, something went crazy in my... Oh, hi, everyone.
Hey.
So everything's cool. Great. Thank you for the rum, Victor. I'm so excited to have this Hawaiian party with you.
Bacardi is a Hawaiian distillery, isn't it?
No. It's like Hawaii by way. Is it Puerto Rican?
I don't know. I don't know the history of Bacardi. I just bought you a drink. I wasn't supposed to know the history of it, was I?
No.
This is way harder.
It's coconut flavored, so it is very Hawaiian.
That's right.
That's okay. It's Hawaiian by way of Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Hawaii. Yeah, we never specified that it has to be Hawaiian gift, Diane. It's fine.
No, it just has to be a gift and or dessert.
And it is both. You're right.
Yeah, it is. And it is a dessert. All of those things you love.
Thank you.
Do you want to take a quiz with us, Victor?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool.
What are we here for if not for quizzes?
Mm-hmm. So basically, this is a slumber party quiz that we take with our guests because we are here having a slumber party in Hawaii. So do you like how I say Hawaii?
Yes.
It sounds really authentic.
I know. I'm a very authentic Hawaiian.
Everyone believes you.
So it's basically, Tanya will ask a question, and then we all have to agree on the answer as if we were one.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Totally.
Okay, this quiz is called Your Past Life.
Got it.
Ooh, so, spooky.
Okay, the first question is freebie. Choose one. I am hero. No. Hello. La la la. What? Championship.
What? What is going on?
It's a freebie, and you can just pick one. Unlike every other question where you don't pick one.
So we just pick what we like. Like, how about...
I mean, championship seems pretty good to me, but...
But I also
guys...
like la, 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 la.
Yeah, that's a good one, too. I also like no. That's my favorite word.
Uh-huh.
Was this quiz written by a chorus of monkeys?
It may have been. I think it's teens who... I have no idea. It's only going to get better from here.
Yeah.
Okay.
We don't know if they're written by actual teens or just creepy old men in their basement.
Where do you get them from?
QuoteV.com.
Oh. I choose La La La. What do you think of that, guys?
I like La La La, too.
Okay, I'll go with La La La.
Oh, I'm glad we came to a consensus so quickly.
It's easy for that one. I mean, it's a freebie,
It's a freebie.
Right?
La La La.
Okay. You fell because someone kicked you in the back.
Oh.
What did you do to him / her? Just quiet and walk past him / her. Won't leave without a fight. Maybe he didn't mean it. Cry.
Oh, he, she meant it.
Yeah, yeah. They don't just kick someone in the back.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
If you kick someone in the back, there's a reason.
Yeah, you have to get your foot up pretty high if you're going for the fucking back. So.
Or the lower back, which is more deadly and not as high.
Well, I'm short, so if it was a tall person kicking me in the back, they could nail me. But I don't think I deserved it.
No.
I've decided that.
So maybe we won't leave without a fight.
I say cry. What do you think?
You think cry?
Why not?
Do you think they didn't mean to do it?
So yeah,
just
cry
like a little baby?
Well, just in general, crying feels good, though. So, I mean, why deny yourself that good feeling?
Crying feels good to you?
Yeah. Crying feels good.
What was your top all-time best cry?
I think my best cry was when I was, I think I was like 9 or 10, and my grandfather died.
Oh.
Yeah, good crying. It was pretty potent.
That's sad.
That is sad. I'm sorry.
What was your top
cry? Well, he went to heaven and became a super angel, which means he's an angel with guns on his arms, so.
Huh.
That's pretty cool. Why do you need guns in heaven?
What?
Why do you need guns in heaven?
Same reason you need them here. No reason.
It's very American version of heaven.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are plenty of Americans who like really want to take their guns to heaven with them.
I'm sure there are.
Yeah, I wonder how many people are buried with their guns.
Probably a lot more than we can even imagine.
I bet if you were willing to Google that, you'd find like special setups and maybe even caskets for people being buried with a gun.
Oh, I bet they do. I bet they have like holsters in the caskets.
Or that there's just a holster for you to get into so you can be a gun when you're dead.
Yeah, better
check this out.
Better buried with your gun than like the way the Egyptians do it, where like the pharaoh would die and he'd be like, okay, we're taking my wife with me.
right. Yeah. Right. And everything.
Yeah, exactly.
And they scooped out all your insides also.
So they would just they would kill the wife?
Yeah.
Oh, they would kill her first, not like you have to go in there alive.
Oh, that would be terrible.
It sounds pretty terrible either way.
Yeah. And they'd also bury him with like lots of spices.
I think I'd rather die first.
Just random crap that other people could have used.
Cannot go without my coriander.
I'll take my ground ginger.
We haven't decided on this.
We haven't. Are we just going to be quiet and walk past him / her? We won't leave without a fight. Or maybe she didn't mean it. Or are we going to cry?
Victor says crying feels good. I disagree because it makes me feel terrible.
Right. Although
after a good cry.
Yeah, after it's a good.
Yeah.
Well, let's just cry.
Okay, let's just cry like little babies.
Are you guys just going to always go to whatever answer I say?
No, you'll agree with us one of these times.
Yes, you will.
Okay, your boyfriend take you to a secret garden.
Wait a second, I'm not gay.
And he give you... You are this time, Victor. Yes, you are.
You are gay and your boyfriend is take you to a secret garden.
Your boyfriend take you to secret garden and he give you a ring.
Can it be like he's captured me? Like he's like, you're gay and I'm like, I'm not. And then he hit me on the head and he's like, I'm your boyfriend.
Maybe that's why he kicked you in the back and then you said to do nothing.
Isn't that how everyone gets a boyfriend or girlfriend? That's the way, right?
I guess. It's okay. So. I can totally be gay. I don't mind.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you for being gay today.
Well, am I good at it or am I okay at it?
I think you're pretty stellar at it, but are you a top or a bottom?
I'm probably a... Is there any other choices?
A medium.
Side? can you be a side? Can we spoon fuck?
We'll just
get
you a new hole and we'll invent a new way to be.
I like you being a side.
A belly button. Okay, your boyfriend take you to a secret garden, and he give you a ring, then kiss you, and propose you.
What? Is that how it's written?
Yes. What is your answer? No, definitely no. Yes, thousands of yes. Huh? Sorry. Depends. I didn't have BF, and I didn't plan to have one. Maybe, no, maybe, yes, confused.
Okay, so she didn't have a BF before. This is her first boyfriend.
Yeah, she didn't plan to have one. But guess what? She's now in a secret garden where he give her a ring and he propose her. What's she going to do?
I'm going to say thousands of yeses because I would want a boyfriend, husband, who has a secret garden.
That's true. He has a secret garden.
Although I don't know why he has a secret garden. It's a little creepy. I don't know what he's doing out there.
Secret.
So I'm going to make a case for why I think confused. Okay, because first of all, this is written in the second person, all right? And so it's like, you do this, you do that, but it's also broken English. So if this is your thought pattern, I guess, then, or at least this is how you revealed your thought pattern in broken English, then obviously you're confused.
No, but you're not the person who wrote the question.
No, but you're
you.
The person who wrote the
this
question
is
revealing your thoughts
you.
to
I'm
you.
Not confused. I'm in a secret garden. I've got a ring. I've been proposed.
Uh-huh.
What is my answer?
Depends.
Depends.
My
is
answer
one of the answers.
Is yes, 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 yes. Secret
yes,
gardens.
Yes, thousands of yes. I like that answer the best. Thousands of yes.
Thousands of yes.
Yeah. It's going to be my new answer to questions.
All right, I'll go
okay,
thousands.
Okay, what if
yes.
you got proposed what? To tomorrow?
By whom?
Then you're going to be depends.
I said depends earlier. Depends.
Yeah, it's your boyfriend. Your boyfriend, Victor.
Yeah, but it's my boyfriend who. Hit me on the head and
you
dragged me to
up.
A secret garden.
That,
what?
That you made that up.
No,
that
I didn't.
Is not...
Read the first line.
Your boyfriend take you to a secret garden.
There you go. I didn't make it up. He took me.
He take
Who's
you there.
Who's to say how he took me?
He took
it. He took me to a secret garden.
He take you to a secret garden.
He take me to a secret garden. So who's to say how he take me? Who's to say?
Maybe he take you nice.
Yeah, maybe he took you.
He definitely did not. He definitely hit me in the head and dragged me, and
why
I woke up
in
a
boyfriend?
Secret garden.
You, why are you in an abusive relationship?
Seriously, you should break up with him, girl.
Your
well,
boyfriend
then,
sucks.
I guess I will say no.
I would say
you guys talked me into it. No,
depends. I would say depends. If I can be the husband, I would say yes. So it depends on if I can be the husband.
I still say thousands of yeses.
Wow, I guess we're just never going to get past this question.
You guys, we're going to have to come to a consensus because we are as one. Thousands of yes?
I just really like rings. I really like secret gardens, and I really want to be proposed to.
Right. Oh, I don't want to be a wife, though.
I do. I think it'd be great.
No, thanks.
Why do you have to be a wife? Why can't you be a man?
I want
to
be the husband.
Well, you can be... Well, can you both be husbands?
Okay, I would settle for both
You can
being
both
husbands.
Be husbands.
But if I get tricked into being a wife, I am not going to be happy. I will not be a wife.
You well, mean this... like staying at home wife? Like that's what you don't want?
Like or... every wife, they end up being like a wife, you know?
Like what do you mean?
Ugh. Like wives always get stuck with the shitty jobs. Wives always have to remember everything. It's bullshit, and I don't want to do it. I don't want to have to be the one who remembers everyone's birthday of both of our families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to have to do every single thing, not being a wife. No.
Okay, husband.
So the answer is depends.
Depends on if I can be the husband.
Depends, and we say
okay,
depends.
Okay, we can go depends because that means that I can say yes.
Yes, it's depends. It's not no.
Yeah.
I mean,
okay.
We didn't pick no, definitely no.
Yes, it depends.
Okay, depends. Although we could have picked, huh? Sorry, because it is confusing. We've been taked to a secret garden.
We don't know how we got
I don't know
this
why
garden.
This... I don't know why this quiz was written by Tarzan.
Okay. Describe yourself and choose one, girls. Sexy, perfect, excuse me, sexy, beautiful, perfect, innocent. Cute, sweet, good personality, friendly, smart. Young, happy virus, lovable, cute. Nice, friendly. Fine, at least. None from the above.
Why do I have a happy virus?
Young,
what?
Happy virus, lovable, cute. That's one answer.
That's one
I don't
answer.
Want
young,
a
happy virus,
virus
lovable, cute.
Yeah.
I think that's a quite answer, no?
Happy you know, virus?
Young, happy virus, lovable, cute.
I don't want a virus.
But you are one.
I'm a happy virus.
You are a happy virus. It's not saying you have one. It's just you are one. You're a young, happy virus, lovable, cute.
I want to be pretty, intelligent, all the other stuff.
Well, oops. That would be cute, sweet, good personality, friendly, smart. That's the only one that says smart in it.
Is there any that just say pretty?
No.
Okay.
We could go with fine at least.
What? It's cute. Cute, sweet, good personality, friendly, smart.
I'll just be a happy virus if I can't just be pretty.
We could be none from the above. We don't have to conform to these standards.
We are some of those things, though.
We are happy virus. That's true.
That's true. I like happy virus one.
Okay.
I've changed my ways.
All right. Happy virus it is, guys.
You look like a happy virus, Victor.
I am a happy virus.
What is your...
There's no cure.
No cure for being a happy virus.
No cure for my happy virus.
What is your ambition? Princess / queen, soldier, actress, writer, chef, singer, none from the above.
Oh, I wish it was all of the above.
I know, me too. I'm every woman.
Princess, queen.
I think princess, queen.
Because then I could do anything. I could, if I was the queen, I could also act.
I command you to look at me.
I command you to give me this theater for my new production.
I'm going to say, what were the choices again?
Princess, queen.
Right.
Soldier.
Uh-huh.
Actress.
Okay.
Writer.
Mm-hmm.
Chef.
Right.
Singer. None okay. from the above.
I'm going to say singer.
But we're as one, Victor. You've heard me sing.
So?
That's true. But then again, if you're the princess queen, you could also be a singer and just demand that people listen.
And I would.
Listen to my songs. Sing us a song right now, Diane.
I like you and friendship and stuff.
That's pretty good.
Thanks. You're welcome.
It was okay.
Now you, Tanya.
It was like Alanis Morissette.
I also like friendship and pencils and pizza and happy viruses.
That's great. Right. That's good stuff.
I think you're going to, it's your turn, Victor.
If we can be friends, we can learn to run on a rainbow.
You're ready for like Nickelodeon. Nick Jr.
I can't believe you weren't a Nickelodeon child star.
You could be one now.
Go back.
Just don't tell them your age. And just do it all over the phone. I'm 6. Listen to my songs.
Like whoever wrote this quiz.
We can be friends.
Okay, you guys.
I still want to be princess queen.
I definitely don't want to be a chef.
Well, I do. I love my cooking program.
Soldier.
Also a soldier? Come on. Come on. I'm sorry, princess queen. That's my ambition.
Mm-hmm.
Can't you get into this, Victor? The idea of being a princess queen?
If you were a princess queen, you could also be a soldier and
That's
a singer.
True.
You could be a singing soldier.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
I would really like to see that.
Well, I don't want really have to have power over people. I don't want to look up. I don't want to. As a princess queen, like the thing is, you're separating yourself from the masses.
Mm-hmm.
And so. That just means, in fact, by definition, you act as though you are elevated above other people. And so I think anybody who wants to be a Christmas queen is just basically assholes, you know?
That's us. We're a couple of asshole queens.
What if you were a nice princess queen, though?
What?
Who was, like, good to fed the poor and
yeah.
was good to the people and stuff.
What if you just really like to boss people around, such as myself?
I don't want to do that. Why do I want to boss people around?
Because it's fun.
I can
you guys.
I can feed poor people now. Like without being a princess queen, I can give poor people food.
Right. You could give them more food then.
I don't have to have a title to do that.
I'm just
trying to say
outfits.
That if you want to be a princess queen, then you are a jerk face.
That's true, though.
Yeah.
Well, I am a jerk face. I still want to be princess queen. Yeah. But since we have to unite as one and we are all actors, I say we go with actress.
I would agree with that. I'll go to actress.
I'm going to go with none of the above.
Now you're
just
being
around.
Difficult
you're just
to
being
Victor.
You don't want to be a princess queen.
Okay,
you
I'll take actor. Actress, actually.
Yes,
said.
You are an actress because you were gay today.
I'm sorry it's short. I promise I'll make another quiz with better questions, results.
Last one, she apologizes.
It's okay, Tarzan.
I promise I'll make another quiz with better results, questions, and quality. Thank you. Like, comment, and follow, maybe? Of course. No. Go away. It's fine, I guess. All right, babe.
So we don't get to find out. How did
we do? We
do
still have to. We have to pick one. What we're gonna do? Which is probably no. We are not gonna probably comment and follow. It's probably not what we're gonna do.
I'm gonna say it's fine, I guess.
What is the question?
It is not a question. Oh, it's like, are we going to like, comment, and follow, maybe? And you know, do we accept this person's apology for making such a shitty quiz?
I say, all right, babe.
I'm going to actually go with, it's fine, I guess.
It's fine, I guess.
Yeah, it's fine, I guess.
This has been life-changing.
Yeah.
It's fine, I guess.
Will you agree with it's fine, I guess, Diane?
I mean, I guess.
That's exactly the attitude that I have about his end of this quiz. It's fine, I guess.
Okay. In our past life, we were Anna Garfield.
Wait, it goes on?
This is the answer. This is like what we were
These
waiting
are our
for.
Results.
Oh.
So we in our past life were Anna Elizabeth Garfields, nationality American, power / ability, mind reader, technique, strategy, things, lights. I don't know what that means. Date of birth, February 19th, 10:01. Date of death, November 22nd, 10:06. Our family.
We're
was,
5 years old.
Yeah, we're five. Look at us. Well, that's not 10:01. This is very inaccurate.
I don't think there was any historical. Garfields in 10:01 either.
Our mother is Darylia Jadalyn Hermans. Our father is Adrian Peterfield Garfields. Our sister is Annie Jadalyn Garfields. Cause of death, city war on November 22nd, 10:06. And then it tells us again, in case we didn't get it the first time, that Anna was American.
Got it.
In 10:06.
In 10:06,
yeah,
she was American.
So. If there's one thing I could say about this quiz, it's worthwhile.
And, like, dead on accurate. Mm-hmm. Everything about it is extremely
You know,
accurate.
all the Native Americans with the last name Garfield.
Yeah. The died in city wars.
Did you guys get me a present?
No. Your
Whoa,
present is that
what?
Weird. Yeah.
That's not how it works.
Wait,
in
I bring
Hawaii.
You a present and you get me nothing?
Yeah.
Have
wow.
you read up on Hawaiian traditions?
Yeah.
But what? No.
You're gonna
you get goose egged?
Yeah.
That's
you
what
get
Hawaiian tradition is? Mm-hmm. Nothing.
But look at this beautiful beach.
Yeah, you're in Hawaii with us. Isn't that a gift enough, Victor?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it's great.
What about this cool coconut bra I'm wearing?
The coconut, oh, it's fun. It's wonderful. I'm surprised that they make coconuts that small.
Oh, snap.
That's true. My boobs are so small.
Totes.
Listen, Victor.
Yeah.
I just really have to ask you a question that's really important.
Okay, uh-huh. Let's hear it.
Have you ever pooped your pants?
Yeah, of course.
I was 100% positive you were going to say yes.
Who has not pooped their pants ever?
Some guests say that they've never pooped their pants. They've only peed their pants.
Some guests say that they've never pooped their pants.
I mean, not counting diaper times. Like, that's uh-huh. different. We're talking, like, you know.
No, I mean, at least when you were a kid, you definitely pooped your pants. And I would say that most people, when they were a kid, after they're off diapers, probably poop their pants at least once.
Oh, I agree.
And then on top of that, as an adult, sometimes you get in situations, you poop your pants.
Well, most of the guests have said it's like when they've been sick.
Yes.
Which is like the time I pooped my pants. Me I was too. Just like violently ill.
Yeah, I got sick and I pooped my pants when I was. The worst part was I was sick, but I felt better that day. And so then I went out to eat at some, like, Indian restaurant.
Oh, that was a horrible choice for him.
This was maybe, like, 10 years ago.
10 years ago, okay.
So I went out to eat at an Indian restaurant. And then it was, like, 3 blocks from my house. And as I left the Indian restaurant, I was getting up. I was like, oh, no. And then so I was booking it back to my house. And I was doing everything I could, and as I put my key in my door,
so many times.
Yeah, it's just that when you get to the point where you're like putting
I'm
your
home.
Key in the door, I'm home. Your body's like, oh, thank God, and you're like, no, booty, not just yet. and then I just pooped my pants, and it just like ran all down my leg, and so I was hot. It was only running down one leg, like it went one direction, and it didn't go the other direction.
Maybe
so
that's
I was
what
hopping.
The band is named after.
One Direction, yeah. So I was hopping on one leg, and had the other leg, I had the other leg up in the air, trying to go across the carpet at least until I got to the tile.
Ooh, carpet.
And then I made it to the tile. I made it to the tile, and that's when it started coming out of my pants, and I was just like. And I just let it go at that point because I was like, what am I going to do at this point? So I just pooped all over. Then I put my jeans inside a plastic bag and then doubled it up. And then just cleaned the poop off the floor, put that in the bag as well, and then tied it up. And that was the end of pooping my pants.
Did you wash the jeans, or did you
let them go?
Oh, who would wash them?
Some people are monsters.
What? Really?
Some people probably would. They'd be like, oh, I could just wash this right out now.
Or no. Just go drop it off at a laundromat.
That's
be like,
so mean.
Here you go.
Sorry. I have heard of people doing things like that with their sheets. Like, oh,
really?
Sorry. I'm like, you are a fucking monster.
With poopy sheets?
Yeah. Like, or like whatever.
How many people do you know with poopy sheets?
I just know a lot of people with poopy sheets.
I had pee-pee sheets once. Not my pee-pee. Mm. But I had pee-pee sheets once, and then I soaked them myself before I took them to the laundromat. By the way, the pee-pee sheets that was not my pee-pee sheets is someone who's been on your show.
Really?
Yep.
Is it me?
No, it's not you. He's been on your show every episode. Yeah, I was looking back on iTunes.
I have a very weak bladder.
I'm not going to out whoever it is.
I'm not going to tell you.
Okay, good.
Why would you choose to go to Indian food?
I agree. If you weren't
feeling good?
Because I was really hungry and I was craving the spicy, salty. You know, I wanted it.
Because I feel like every time I go to Indian food, I might poop my pants.
Right. It's just
although I love
dice.
Indian food, but you have to be careful and you have to go home right after because mm-hmm. you're going to go night-night.
It's amazing how quickly you have to poop after Indian food sometimes. It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's how quick it is. Like, it's crazy quick.
It's within the hour, so you have to go home.
Special pooping spices.
You can't go on a date to Indian food.
Not unless you like are in a relationship.
Yeah, well, like I'm in a new thing, and so
he
wanted to go to Indian food the other day, and I was like, nope. Let's try that Peruvian place you were talking about.
You should just see how far you can take it with your date. Like, take them out to Indian food, then afterwards for coffee, and then
and then a
gum.
Colonic.
Yeah, just like everything until they're just like, no.
Oh, then, man. So was it possible that anybody saw you pooping, or did you, like, make it in the door before it started coming out?
No, nobody saw me pooping.
Okay.
Nobody saw me poop my pants at all.
Okay, that's good.
I also had one time where I pooped, but I didn't poop my pants, but the poop started coming out and was, like, ruining my underwear.
Turtle time.
Which is very sad, but I was in a place where I could, then I pooped. Then I threw my underwear in the trash and cleaned myself off very well.
Good job.
With a lot of paper towels and water. And then just freeballed it for the rest of the night
So your shit underwear was just in someone else's trash?
What are you going to do?
That is correct.
What are you going to do?
Were you at their house?
No, I was at a business. And so my shit underwear, because I ran inside a McDonald's and then... I ran inside a McDonald's.
I wonder how many pairs of shitty underpants are in a McDonald's garbage every day, because you are definitely not even close to the first person who's told me about dumping shitty underpants in a McDonald's
trash. There you go. Put them in the McDonald's trash. And then to top it off, when I was coming out, I was all clean and smooth, freeballing. I bought a hot fudge sundae.
Oh.
Boom. Yeah. That's how you finish it off. That's how you finish off public poop.
You know, shitting your pants always is like a double whammy, because it's always, oh shit, I did it. And then you have to deal with the aftermath. That like it's this double embarrassment situation.
Well,
like,
there's,
no.
Then there's acceptance.
Yep.
Right.
And then there's shame.
And then there's, oh fuck, how am I going to get this poop off of everything I own? It's upsetting.
Yeah. I think the main thing about pooping your pants is not engaging other people while you're pooping your pants. That's the thing. If other people don't know, it's so much better.
Success.
Yeah, exactly. But if other people know, it's harder to deal with, because then you have that one person who you have to murder now. Because, you know, they can't know that you pooped your pants.
Have you ever had a doing it in the butt situation where there was poop?
doing it in the butt situation. Oh, you mean where I'm doing someone in the butt and then they pooped on me?
Mm-hmm.
No. But, yes, there has been, you know, residuals on the penis, like when you're doing it in the butt. There's never has anybody just, like, straight up, like, painted it brown.
I know someone that happened to. We all know this person.
I know who this happened to, too.
whole penis.
Poor guy.
Whole penis just caked and shit.
Really?
Like he looked down and was like, oh, my God, I'm going to vomit. And then he was, like, trying to be polite and not alert her to the situation. Yeah.
I think that in the case of the woman, she should be like, well, let me, you know, go to the bathroom before, you know, we get down or let's not do that right now.
No, it was her idea. She's like, let's do this. And he's like, I will never forget this description. He was like, I just couldn't believe how easily it went in. It just went boop, just no problem. And then just poop, just so much poop,
And she was just like.
I don't think she knew about the poop.
She hadn't had a body before and know like when you feel like you have poop in your butt.
I don't know.
Don't you always
kind of have poop in your butt unless you just like got like a.
An enema or whatever.
Yeah.
No, but you can tell when you're like full up or when you're like not full up. You can tell.
Apparently not this person. Or maybe she's like, I don't know what I'm going to do to really get one over on him. It's just get shit everywhere.
Like, for instance, like right now, like I know that I'm not full of poop. Mm-hmm. I pooped earlier. I feel like if I sat on a toilet right now, I would not be able to produce poop.
No.
But if someone stuck a dick up your ass, there would probably be, like you said, maybe residuals because you probably have a little poop.
Right.
Yeah, because it's your ass. I mean, there's no way you can get away with not having fecal matter when something's in your ass. Like, there's no way. Unless you're, I mean, even if you think you've perfectly cleaned your butt, there's no way. There's going to be some fecal matter.
Why do you guys like it so much, then?
Like what?
Doing it in the butt.
Yeah, Victor. Why do all guys like it so much?
Is it true?
Most guys I know say that.
Most guys you know say that they like it in the butt?
No, that they like doing it in the butt.
Well, here's the thing. It's not as much about doing it in the butt, I think. I think it's about doing things that you're not supposed to do.
I agree with that.
No, I agree with that.
I think it's more like that. Because here's the thing. Like, I've done it in the butt before, and then it took me a while to realize, like, this is fine.
Right.
But I like, you know, the vagina better. But every once in a while, if I'm with somebody and they're just like, I'm a wild animal, or whatever their, you know, role-playing thing is they're doing, and then they're, like, teaching me a lesson. And then sometimes you're like, well, time to go to the butt.
Teach me a lesson?
Wow.
How often do you get told to teach lessons?
I am a professor, and so daily.
I'm a sexual professor.
At butt school.
I think,
You're the dean of butt school.
I don't know. I think someone actually said teach me a lesson maybe once in my life. I think that's the thing that's ever actually
You've been
happened.
Holding on to it. You're like,
hold on to weird things. I think the weirdest thing that anybody ever said during sex was pretend to be a werewolf.
That's fun.
Did you do it?
I tried my very best.
can we hear your werewolf impression?
Your sexual werewolf?
It was just a lot of growling and clawing. and she really liked it. This is like in college. This is ridiculous. But yeah, a lot of growling and clawing. And then she was just like, this is great. Well, she didn't say that was great. She didn't break character.
You made her dreams
come
true.
She was screaming. She was like,
I love werewolves.
Like, oh. Werewolves attacking me.
There's the werewolf attacking me.
Because, I mean, you're just not going to find a werewolf, like, on Tinder, probably.
So.
Oh, you never know.
That's true.
I will pretend to be a werewolf on Tinder.
I think you should.
Like that.
I'm a werewolf. Make all your werewolf fantasies come true.
Except me.
Except you?
Me?
Oh, accept me.
Like acceptance.
Yeah, not you're the exception.
Have you played other roles?
Haven't you done in sexual things? You've done other things, right? You've
of
played
course.
Roles.
Mm-hmm.
You've like, of course you've played roles in sex. Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think.
Absolutely.
I've played Salem Witch Trial once.
Oh.
Ooh, tell us how this went.
That's really it. I was a witch, you know.
Did you just say...
This is not my idea, by the way.
This was his idea.
Yes, this was his idea.
And he said, you are now a Salem witch.
Yes.
And how did you act like a witch?
God, it was a long time ago.
Did you, like, do, like,
Well, I was, like, a witch, but, like, not really. Like, I was, like, a caught witch, and he was, like, going to kill me in a fire. This is a really healthy relationship.
He was going to burn you at the stake unless you behaved.
Yes,
he was
exactly.
going to teach you a lesson.
Yeah, he was going to teach me a lesson.
One of my friends told me about a friend of hers. Okay, this is two stories removed, but it's a really funny story anyway. Apparently, there's a guy, and he had a girlfriend, and who wanted to pretend to be dead in bed, and he was, like, freaked out by it, did not want to do it. However, sometimes he would catch her pretending to be dead while they're having sex.
No!
And he's like, are you pretending to be dead?
Are you pretending to be dead?
So he would catch her pretending to be dead
so she would
while
just,
they're
like,
having sex.
Lay still and be like, I'm dead.
Apparently, she would just like go limp and like stop, like trying to stop breathing and stuff like that.
What?
Yeah,
wow.
Pretending to be dead.
And he would have to shake her back to life.
No, he'd yell at her. Apparently.
Stop being dead. Be alive.
Did their relationship last?
I don't know. I really don't know. It's just a funny story.
Oh my God.
This girl who
I'm
going
to try to pretend to be dead next time I have sex just to see what it feels like.
Just don't tell them. Just start your sex games without telling your partner what the hell is going on. Just do that.
Get all the way to the point where he calls an ambulance.
Just like while someone's having sex, just in the middle, be like, you're under arrest. I'm like, what? what's happening?
No, I think they would probably be like, what did I do?
My penis is a killer.
I don't know if I've ever played any werewolf or Salem witch trials. I think more just like, you know.
What do you mean, you know?
Yeah.
We know.
Fill in
mean?
Those blanks.
No, more just like you get like rough or you know, like I don't think I've ever been like today. Now I am like Marie Antoinette or something.
Right.
You know?
Here's what you do to next time to surprise your lover, you guys.
Okay.
Put an egg in your butt. Uh-huh. Like a plastic egg.
Like
okay?
Every time, yeah.
And then just like when you're having sex, as you're starting to orgasm, just like and then just like poop the egg out, and then just give it to them as a gift.
But Easter is on Sunday.
So?
Better late than never.
You can be a chicken any day, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Baby, you could be a chicken any day.
Yep. I'm definitely going to start off this new thing by pretending I'm a chicken.
That you're a magic chicken.
Hey, it is dawn. Time to cockle doodle do it. Woo, chicken any day.
That is so sexy.
Yeah, chicken any day.
Chicken any day.
That's going to be my new sex movement. Chicken any day.
Your sex tagline.
Yeah,
I support you. I'm ready for this new chicken situation.
You mean
everyone, that's the new sex thing to do is chicken play.
Mm-hmm. It's called chickens.
Chickens.
Victor, do you mean one of those egg vibrator things?
No, just like
a straight up egg.
Plastic egg.
Yeah.
Or boiled egg.
Okay.
Just so that the egg doesn't break and, you know.
In your butt.
Break in your butt.
I'm painting mine first.
Yes, you definitely should. Paint it twice. Once on the outside, once on the inside with brown.
Ew.
Well, you can't help it, you guys. We talked about
That's
this already.
That's true. You're going to give him it's a shitty have, egg no
yeah,
matter what.
Your egg's going to have poopy.
I want mine to be gold. A golden egg I just laid for you with
That's
a
great.
Chicken sex.
You should definitely have a golden egg.
I feel like you would have to figure out what to eat to make sure that your poop was golden.
Well, you would have to go get an enema first if you were actually gonna do this golden egg chicken thing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You'd have to get an enema first. Why?
To make sure it came out golden and fresh.
Just poop beforehand, and you don't have to get a whole enema. Just like don't have tons of poop in your butt.
I guess, well, you know what? It was the morning that poop story happened, so that uh-huh. must have been the problem.
Yeah, she was ready, and she was like, whoever did that,
first.
She's not cool. That's not cool. That's not cool. You shouldn't do that. You shouldn't
I don't
do
know
that. I have
is.
A theory that whenever something is about to happen in sex that is going to be surprising to your partner, you should give them a heads up.
Not this chicken time, though.
Like sticking a finger up a
no,
butt
see,
or something?
But we're making fun of the opposite. The opposite is like just doing things without your partner knowing, which is not cool.
No.
The the thing
playing
is you should give people a heads up. Yeah, like playing dead. When
I'm
they don't
be
want you to
dead
play
now.
Dead. Yeah. You should say, hey, I want to do this, or this is about to happen. A girl told me that she was going down on a guy, and he didn't warn her ahead of time that his penis was a little bit deformed and that it had two holes at the top rather than one, so it kind of looked like two eyes. And he didn't tell her ahead of time, so she went down, and she was like, ah! You know, because it's like a penis eyes. And so,
but what do you stop her and be like, just so you know, I have two holes?
Yeah, how do you even broach that conversation?
She screamed. I think at the dinner when you know you're going to have sex after, like when you're talking at dinner and you're like, okay, this could lead to sex, and you should be like, oh, you know, you should, you know, not that we're going to have sex, but you should know this about me.
Every right. time well, you have sex, you get taken out to dinner.
Imagine every time having to explain your penis or your vagina to someone. That sounds so crazy.
Well, it is crazy, but it is just like one of those things that you have to do. Like at some point, I have conversations about albinism because just people ask. And so
it's
just one of those things. I mean, it's not one of those things necessarily that I have to talk to people about. But for instance... it's just something that's a surprise. It doesn't even have to, it's not even a question of whether or not it's good or bad. It's just surprising. Like, if you are a female ejaculator, okay? If you're a female ejaculator, usually, I think that you would just, like, mention it, you know, so that people know what's coming.
I was under the impression that people don't know that's coming. That it's not something that always happens to someone.
I think that in my time with women, mm-hmm. I've been with two people who were female ejaculators, and they told me ahead of time.
And they always do.
They're like 80% of the time they would ejaculate.
What is it like? Is it just like a flood or?
It's more like. Have you ever seen, when you're like playing with a hose and then you like put your hand over it and it just like sprays everywhere? Well, it's nothing like that. sometimes like if they're really excited, they will actually do quick squirts, like almost like a sprinkler. And sometimes it's just like a torrent of liquid or ejaculate or water or whatever you want to call it. It's like a torrent of just like a lot pouring out. So it depends.
Yeah, my friend told me his ex-girlfriend was one and that it was like she like was peeing on him.
Yeah, that's one way that it is. I mean, it's not the same as pee. It's a different thing. It's like a totally different.
Well, no, I know that.
Yeah.
But
I thought that was still up for debate. Like, I keep reading things that actually it is pee. Tom is shaking his head about it's pee.
Nodding my head.
Yeah, nodding his head, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm pretty certain it's pee.
Why are you certain that it's pee?
He's a doctor.
Well, no, but I've heard actually studies that have been done that it actually is urine that comes out.
That's what I've read,
too. But it's like
I've heard
triggers the urine when you orgasm.
I've heard that... some of the liquid is in itself like urine, but most of the liquid when ejaculating is different. In fact, they did something where they gave women something that made their pee, you can take things that make your pee colors or affect in different ways. Anyway, but when they ejaculated, like the compound or whatever they gave them was not present.
Well,
so it's like different.
Well, obviously, if it is pee, it's not all pee because you cum, so there's going to be cum.
Yeah, it's cum pee.
Cum pee.
What was up with the two holes?
Get back to the two holes.
The penis eyes? Did he have two? Did he pee twice? Was it like two?
Did he have four balls?
It's just like the opening. He has two holes and four balls. No. The opening of his urethra was just like had two, like either had a flap across it or something, but it looked like two eyes.
I'm not supposed to be here, but I just I just met a guy who has this.
Really?
Yeah.
There
you go.
Yeah. And
I wonder if it's the same guy.
Over the weekend, I don't know. Does he live in Williamsburg? I'm not going to say who the guy is, but
this apparently happened in like Brooklyn. This is Brooklyn where this girl is talking about it.
Oh, well, could be. Yeah.
Could could be the could same be the guy.
It could be this. It could be the same guy.
So what happened when you talked to him?
So he said that. I mean, I don't know why he necessarily volunteered this to me.
Oh, this is Tom Tenney, everyone.
Because I'm the engineer for the show. I'm just chiming in because I had to. I just couldn't hold
You're
back.
You're passionate.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I'm passionate so about the two hole thing. And he was with his girlfriend, and they were like, and she's like, yeah. And he comes out of both holes too. He comes and pees out of both holes. And his girlfriend is like, well, it does kind of make a little bit of a mess in the bathroom sometimes. but they're, you know, they're so chill enough with it that they're able to talk to about it to a complete stranger like me.
Well, right. Does he come and pee out of both at the same time?
No, but you don't come and pee out of one hole at the same time either.
No, I mean, like, if he's...
Oh, can he come out of one and pee out of the other at the
no,
same
no.
time?
No, like, if he's peeing, does the pee come out of both holes at the same time?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Yes, so
thus,
yes yeah.
thus the mess in the bathroom, because it does kind of, like, why, splash around a little
why
bit.
Why doesn't he just sit, then, instead of standing?
Because that you know how emasculating that is to be...
I don't give one fuck. You know what's even worse is pissing all over the bathroom.
I don't mind sitting on the toilet unless the water of the toilet is unusually high, and, if it's unusually high, it's another toilet. Toilet, then your penis will touch the water in the
yeah,
toilet.
Yeah, I guess.
Cool
I mean, I don't know.
All.
I didn't ask him why he didn't sit. It didn't actually even occur to me that he.
I would be okay with it if I was dating someone that happened.
And you know what, guys? With. Guys splash all over the place anyway.
That's true. Guys
you know what I mean? We are. We're disgusting. It's
yeah.
like I have to clean the rim of my bowl like once a day at least.
I this do is not. True. I think it's because I do sit a lot. When I pee, because I just
See?
Like it's so much easier.
So much easier.
And then my cat can be there and be like, hey, what's up, buddy?
Okay. I'm muting myself now.
Thanks, Tom. I appreciate that. Wow. Yeah, I would say, I mean, the whole reason we sit is to not piss everywhere. Like, we could also stand and pee, but
that's
a mess.
Well, the reason I was curious about if it's at the same time is because, you know, there's the woman, well, there's a couple cases with two vaginas.
Right.
Who can get pregnant at different times if she has two sets of ovaries. So, like, she can be on her period in one vagina and, like, then have that period over and then have another one in the other one.
God. Well, at least now we know the
answer. It's like the story of the two-headed girl lady.
I don't know that story.
Well, yeah.
Have you, the two-headed girl, she had like, a series on Lifetime or something. It's a woman born with two heads. You don't know about this,
oh,
guys?
Oh, but no, but they're twins
they're two
who
people.
Just share.
They're not
two
one.
Different people.
They're two.
Well, yeah, but then only
they
one
have
of
one
them,
vagina.
Only one of them is married.
Oh, I didn't know
only
that.
One of them is married, and then they, like, you know, they have sex, and the other one is just there, which is a very strange
but
thing.
But it's her vagina, too.
Yeah, it's,
they share a vagina, so she feels it.
Right.
Yeah, so one of them is married, and the other one is just like...
Yeah, that blows my mind, too, because you couldn't really just be there if you could feel things in and out of your vagina.
Yeah, does she have to pretend she's not there, or does
I
she,
think
like...
so. I think she pretends that...
I think she pretends to be dead.
Well, essentially, she does, because, like, what she was saying is that she basically just tunes out. She's learned how to, like, just completely tune out.
What a nightmare.
Yeah.
What, while they're having sex? Is this the real? That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
How can you tune it out?
They just, they're twins and they should have shared this body for so long and that it's just the way it is.
Maybe they make a little curtain for her and then like set up an iPad so that she can, you know, read.
I mean, now, what about if she wants to go on dates? Like, what's the deal there? You know, I wonder how her sister's husband feels about it. Like,
well, he's gonna have. I mean,
he's gonna have to be.
He's
fine
gonna
with
have
it.
To embrace it if the other one gets married too. I mean, look what he got himself into.
Look what he got himself into.
Well, no, I mean, not like it's a negative thing, but like.
Wait, does one of them control the legs, or they both control the legs?
They both do together.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, it's
one each.
Yeah.
Are you kidding?
No, that's serious.
They control one each, and so one controls each arm.
So they've learned how to do this from day one.
Of course.
So they're just completely in sync.
Yeah, an article.
Like they don't even think about it now.
Or an article I read about them was like, it's like the ultimate exercise in cooperation. Like, I can't even imagine that.
It's just second nature to them at this point, you know?
It's like a three-legged race for your entire life.
Yeah.
Very much.
Yeah.
Aren't they the ones who one likes milk and the other one hates it?
I would be so mad if we had one body and you hated milk.
Well, it's like one, like, it's like she tastes it, but then it's like the milk goes, like, through, like, the other one, like, suffers from it somehow.
Like her half of the stomach?
Something like that. Yeah.
Well, that's, no, that's a nightmare. I wouldn't mind getting banged by my sister's husband. I just could not, I could not handle it if she didn't like milk.
I need to get back to this two penis whole thing.
Okay. Really? That's more interesting than the two-headed girl having sex with the husband?
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
fine, whatever. Yeah.
Like, Diane, let's say you, no one tells you there's two holes, okay, and you see there's two holes, what do you do?
Probably nothing.
Probably nothing. I agree. I
think
would not
I'm
freak
too
out.
Polite to yes. do anything. Well, you know, Des Bishop has a whole thing in his routine because when he got a testicular cancer, they took one of his balls. Mm-hmm. So he has talked on stage a lot about how the women's reactions to that, that now he just plays a joke and waits and then goes, "What did you do?" Like, you know, which I'm sure he doesn't actually do.
Right.
But, like, if I went down on a guy and he had one ball, I don't think I would react. I think I would note it and be like, okay, this guy has one ball.
I don't even know if I would notice. Like, is it that obvious?
I think it's pretty obvious.
Well, when you're putting him in your mouth, like, and there's, like, only yeah, one, you'd right. be like, okay.
Yeah, this... I wouldn't make a big deal out of it.
I don't think I would either. Now,
what is happening to your penis? Like, I just, no.
I'm trying to think of circumstances that I would make a big deal out of, though.
Like, definitely like unidentified, was... like, wart things. I'd be like,
oh, of
nope,
course.
No, thank you.
What if there was two penises?
There's two penises?
I would be so excited. I found a unicorn. Two penises? Excuse me?
But would you...
You'd have to tell then. Like, then you'd have to tell.
I mean, you should tell yeah. if you have two penises.
Well, I mean, you should tell. I think you should. I mean, I just think you should tell because you have no idea what the person's reaction is or what their experience is. You don't know, like, what is going to be a trigger for somebody. I mean, who knows? Who knows? I mean, so, I mean, just be conscientious and think about your partner. Like, you should tell them. Why not?
Maybe it gets to a point where it's like so normal that you have two holes in your penis that you forget that it's weird.
I doubt that is the case.
If you think so.
No, I think I mean, just like these people were talking about Tom, to them it's totally normal, but then they still bring it up because they know it's different.
Right.
They don't forget.
I guess it's true.
Well, even, say, bringing up, like, if you're having sex, like, you're about to have sex with a guy, you're on your period, like, I always say, like, I'm on my period, just so you know, because some guys don't mind, and some guys very much mind.
And then I dump those guys.
You should tell them. Like, if you're on your period, just tell them. I mean,
right, of course.
Maybe
you
it's
have
not
to
a problem
you have
at all.
To tell. Heads up.
You maybe don't want to ruin someone's sheets.
And maybe people have a problem with it. I personally had an experience when I was the first time I had sex with a girl on her period. She was like, "Oh, it's only a little bit," and then we did it, and it just looked like a murder scene.
Yeah,
and I fainted.
You fainted?
Yeah,
no.
I was
what?
Really young.
Are you sure you weren't just playing dead?
No, I fainted, and so it matters to me. Like, people, you should tell me personally if you're on your period. You should tell me because my first experience was like trauma almost, and so. Because I had never done it before, and yeah, it looked just like a murder scene.
Well, in her case, like, I will stick up for her in the case where sometimes it is just a little, but then sex and all that stuff gets it going, and then all of a sudden you have more than you would.
You just don't know.
I totally can understand that now because I know more about it.
Right.
But that also means that just tell me.
No, I agree. You should tell. Yeah, because, you don't want to just, like, ruin somebody's sheets, you know? Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's not nice.
Yeah, it's not nice to ruin people's sheets. In the many ways that you can ruin them.
Well, yeah. Don't poop in them.
Don't poop in them.
Don't poop in those sheets.
Don't poop in them. Don't pee in them.
And no, don't drop them off the laundromat if you do.
Yeah, it's not right.
That reminds me. Because I have an extra room in my apartment. I'm going to Airbnb it, and I think I have to get a mattress protector for it. That's a good point.
That's a good call.
Got to get a mattress protector for
that's
it just
smart.
In case. Just in case some crazy European comes, starts peeing all over the place, you know. Exactly.
Victor, you have a show at UCB East. Do you want to talk about that for a second?
Sure. I have a show called Battlicious, which is a comedy rap battle show, which is awesome. And it's at UCB East. And if you don't come early or buy tickets ahead of time, you won't get in because it sells out all the time. Sorry.
Ooh.
So, you know, get your shit together.
How would people find out about that?
You can type in the word Battalicious, and you'll probably find it online. Or go to UCB, or type in UCB Battalicious, and you'll definitely find it. Or just go to the UCB website, and you'll find it.
Are you just Victor Varnado on Twitter?
I'm Varnado, at Varnado, V-A-R-N-A-D-O.
There we go.
Oh, that's right. Follow me on Twitter, guys, because mm-hmm. I make a lot of funny ha-has on Twitter.
I'm
pretty funny. I'm pretty funny on Twitter, guys.
They're funnies.
Yeah, and maybe he'll tell you more about, like, two-holed penises and stuff like that. You never know.
No, my Twitter's, like, PG-13. My Twitter's never really, like, crazy R-rated because my mother, like, reads it. And so...
Right.
I feel like I used to be a lot grosser than I am now. I feel like as I've aged, I like really, it's not that I'm censoring myself. I just don't find those things as funny anymore, maybe.
You're getting more tender.
I'm still pretty gross, but I just don't write it down I don't write the gross things down. I'll say them out loud.
Right.
But I won't like leave evidence.
Unlike now. Exactly. We have evidence. But.
Right. Well, this is different because I'm at the level of your show. I don't go more than the medium I'm on.
Well, follow Victor on Twitter. Mm-hmm. It's been a lovely afternoon in Hawaii.
Thank you so much.
It's been so great, you guys.
Thank you for coming to Hawaii.
This is the best Hawaii. Okay, you've been listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. This is Hawaiian Nights. Aloha.
Aloha.